Song of Solomon, Chapter 8. Without going into the pagan origins of what gave rise to the celebration, every year, thousands of romantic writers send letters addressed to Julia in Verona, Italy. The title of the well-known romantic tragedy, Romeo and Juliet. The city marks the location of Shakespeare's tale, and a team of volunteers from the Juliet Club answers each of the letters. Every year, on Valentine's Day, the club awards the Cara Julieta Award to the author of the most touching love letter. As far as I'm concerned, I would reward the emotional and profound statements of the beloved to his beloved. Hang my locket around your neck. Wear my ring on your finger. Love is invincible, facing anger and death. Passion laughs at the terrors of hell. The fire of love stops at nothing. It sweeps everything before it. Floodwaters can't drown love. Torrents of rain can't put it out. Love can't be bought. Love can't be sold. It's not to be found in the marketplace. Verses 6 and 8. What woman would not be flattered and satisfied at such a statement? Does not the author describe the love with which Christ loves us? The nail marks in his hands and in his side. His last words, "It is finished." As the seal of full payment of our debts, the divine flame that illuminates us and warms us in the cold loneliness of this world, love that neither storms nor floods can extinguish and whose value is the best investment a human being can make. Do not be discouraged. He is at your side, or can be if you open your heart to him. Listen to his voice and make yours heard. He is listening. Verse 13.